Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
What you and I know as blanket flower or Galardia was unknown to science when Meriwether Lewis collected a specimen near what is now known as Lewis and Clark Pass in Montana, July 6, 1806. It was later described by Frederick Pursh and named Galardia aristata after French botanist Galard de Marentino. Blanket flower or Galardia are the most commonly used name for this plant, but it's also known as brown-eyed Susan because the flowers are said to resemble those of black-eyed Susan. But red-eyed Susan would be more accurate. Blanket flower is a perennial member of the aster family that ranges over much of western North America and is the only Galardia native to North Dakota. It may be found across the state on upland prairie, railroad right-of-ways, and similar habitats, flowering in June and July. It's perhaps most often observed on well-drained soils, and as you would expect, is quite drought-tolerant. Blanket flower is a multi-stemmed perennial from a stout taproot. It grows to around 2 feet tall and is covered with coarse hairs, but it's the flowers that catch our attention. With bright, showy yellow rays, the flowers resemble that of black-eyed Susan, with the disc flower or eye being distinctly reddish instead of black. The common name blanket flower is reportedly a reference to the flowers resembling the colorful patterns of some Indian blankets. I suspect that many of you are also familiar with the blanket flower as an ornamental. It makes an excellent addition to a flower garden or rock garden. It's also increasingly used in xeriscaping, or landscaping designed for minimal or no watering. Plus, it's also gaining popularity as a common wildflower seed in the seeding mixtures used in prairie restoration. I've seen some impressive photographs of prairie restoration efforts ablaze with blanket flowers in bloom. It should come as no surprise that over 24 varieties and hybrids of this species have now been developed. Those flowers are not just for our eyes only. Blanket flower is good for attracting a wide variety of butterflies and other beneficial insects, including the endangered Dakota skipper butterfly. It's also utilized by several other insects, ranging from the Edwards fritillary to native bees. The flower heads of Galardia are also commonly nipped by livestock and big game, probably as a sort of protein candy. So be on the lookout for blanket flowers you travel about, and you might even want to consider adding it to your garden next year. I've put a photograph of blanket flower along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.